Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья. Начинаем наш
вебинар. Hello, dear friends. We're starting our lesson as usual. Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman here is in the studio. Boris and I are here as well. Friends, you prepare questions, get ready. As is usual with us, we ask these questions first of all, and the topic is how to control our development, how to master our development. We're going to go according to the article Peace in the World. So we started reading the article Peace in the World by Balasulam, where everything is evaluated not according to how it appears in this current moment, but according to the degree of its development. And then we talked about how the Creator didn't complete all of creation at the moment of its creation. And the example is as the fruit who undergoes its periods of ripeness in order to become ripe. And then the next topic we discussed was the lack of success of world reformers. There are people who feel that they need to fix all the bad in the world, and the Creator doesn't let them, since everything in our world has a right to exist, and we discussed that the bad qualities during the process of correction turn into being good qualities at the end of correction. And then we came to the next item, which is called the acceleration of the correction of nature or of creation. The law of development, which extends to the entire reality and guarantees the transformation of all evil into good without the asking people's opinion. At the same time, the Creator endowed man with power and allowed him to control this law, speeding up the process of development at his own will, freely and regardless of time flow. It's written here.
Закон развития, распространяющийся на всю действительность.
Let's read that again. However, the aforementioned law of development that extends to the entire reality and guarantees the transformation of all evil into good and useful acts without asking people's opinion. At the same time, the Creator endowed man with power and allowed him to control this law, speeding up the process of development at his own will, freely and regardless of time flow. Dr. Leitman, correct. That's what we have. Because what's actually happening here? There is the law of nature, and it is completely independent. It acts in time, meaning everything is drawn out according to the process called Beito, in due time, and everything has its own time, and we can act according to that same schedule and according to that same force which acts on us and which brings us through all of our stages of development. That is a closed system of nature. That's how the system works. And we cannot do anything about that. We are under that system, all in all. Little parts within it, which are under that general force of nature. However, despite this development is necessary and it works according to plan and everything goes in this precise, according to a precise planning, we do have the ability to accelerate our development and to benefit it, to improve it, to make it better. That does depend on us. In other words, the minimum that we need to do in order is to develop according to plan. Like a train that needs to go from point A to point B, that train needs to run that path and reach that point B. But we can make this path of ours on this train. We can change it. We can accelerate the time it takes to reach point B and also make the travel itself a lot more pleasurable by participating consciously with it. And we could participate in it subconsciously, but if we participate in it consciously, then the ride and the goal will be experienced differently, meaning we will attain that point B and we will come to that same result. But during that whole time that we're traveling there, we can work on this train, on this trip, with life, death, struggles, conflicts, which are endless in the sense, in a sense, or we can act and exist in this comfortable way and exist and feel as if we are on the way to, like, I don't know how to put it, as if we're on some kind of leisure trip on the way there. In short, the wisdom of Kabbalah gives us just one solution. Do you want to progress somehow? If you can, then you can leave everything, don't listen to anything, just return to your life and move together with everyone else, to the way the earth spins around, etc. If, however, you want to improve your life, to change it for the best, then during your attainment of the purpose of creation, where your place is determined from the beginning, where everything is determined from the beginning, if you want to advance to that point consciously and in a more accelerated way, so you can do that with the help of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That is the whole difference. So we choose. Let's continue. We're continuing. It turns out that there are two kinds of power acting in the above-mentioned process. One, heavenly power that guarantees all evil and harmful will turn into good and useful. This, however, will occur beito, in due time, slowly and painfully, as the developing object goes through terrible sufferings, ruthlessly crushed by the road roller of evolution. Earthly power that represents the people, this is the second one, who took control over the above-said law of development, who can free themselves from the shackles of time. They considerably accelerate the process of reaching the final stage. In other words, they complete their own evolution and correction. Dr. Leitman, it's exactly what we said. There are two possibilities. Let us draw them. Here is our starting point. The starting point from which a person starts his path. And the person can move on that path toward the final goal. We will draw that as well. But we won't sign what goal that is, whether it's the final goal or the next state, Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction. Okay? So from point A to point B.
А есть путь, который намного более приятный. Это если мы берем.
Despite that, there is a much more pleasant path.
Метод развития, силу развития в свои руки.
If we take the method of development and the power of development into our hands and start acting. Okay, we don't do that from the beginning, but from some moment in our lives, we encounter the wisdom of Kabbalah. We see that our lives are unsuccessful for whatever reason, and we start using the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to reach that point quickly, our point of development. Our final development is absolute. The question is, do we reach it through a path of suffering, or do we reach it through a path of light? This red line is the path of light. It's really a leap, Senka says. Dr. Leitman, the path of the light, right, it's a leap. The red line is the path of light, and the black line is the path of suffering. Path of suffering. So actually, it's clear that there's a difference. These paths, the path of suffering, we know what's happening with us, Simeon. There are much chaos and whirlwinds we experience on the path there. Dr. Leitman, all kinds of things. We experience all kinds of terrible things there. World wars, not just the first and the second, but many more. The path of light is an opposite path. It's a path of attainment, where I, in the beginning, here, I start the path of the light, and from the beginning, I already start attaining my next state again and again and again. And I progress along that, and I already attain it. That is the path of the light. These are the two paths that we have for our development. Simeon, question. How does the purpose of creation to benefit the creations, how is that like the steamroller of evolution that acts aggressively? Dr. Leitman, who did the Creator promise that it would be all nice and pleasant? Did he promise it to those who only choose the path of coming closer to Him, coming closer to the Creator in His qualities, equivalence of form? Only that path secures each and every one of us an entrance into all kinds of natural conditions, into the feeling and sensation of life, existence, of nature. But if a person does not engage in that, so certainly he will feel himself as those animals in our world. He will have no other choice left. So the Creator doesn't promise to everyone this heavenly life for free, because a person has no such qualities suitable for feeling life in that way. He can do it this way only to the extent or in condition that he will understand how he'll reach those good states. That's what's given to a person. Therefore, he has two governances, two providences. The providence of nature, which constantly develops us, and we cannot do anything about that. We cannot refuse that. All the forces of nature develop us like this steamroller. On the other hand, we can develop by accelerating this path, by progressing before that steamroller. We understand the form of our development, and we participate in that development in this creative way from ourselves. Boris, question from the other side. Is discomfort in this path a criteria of this development? Dr. Leitman, no. If we act correctly, so then we feel comfort. What is discomfort? It is according to completely different parameters. Non-egoistic, because my demands change from life, from the world. So this discomfort becomes different. Life and fulfillment becomes different. Simeon, another question. It turns out there are these two providences. And how can there be these two forms of control if there is this one control of the upper force, the single upper force? Dr. Leitman, right, there is just one control, one form of control. But it acts on us and it gives us this choice to direct or yearn toward it much quicker than what it comes to us with. Moscow. Hello, everyone. Dr. Leitman, it is known that in spirituality there are no such concepts as distance and time. So my question is in relation to acceleration. How do I know that the state, my current state, is not going faster than what it could? According to what criteria can I understand in spirituality whether my path is fast or not? And is it I who determine that acceleration or not? Dr. Leitman, whoever determines that acceleration in your spiritual life is you and your environment. That is one thing. The second thing, in spirituality, there is no time. 6,000 years that we speak about, and in general, all kinds of periods and times are not times, but numbers of states that we need to undergo. let's say, 6,000 years, 6,000 degrees of gradual change of ours. From egoism, complete egoism, absolute egoism to absolute altruism. Sochi. We don't hear you. Question from Sochi. Can you show the drawing again, please? It turns out that as you drew, there are two paths. The black path and the red path. And as I understand, I cannot just get used to suffering, like on a train, a cheap train, whereas I understood that's like going on a cheap train. Or I could travel on that red line. I cannot choose just one path, right? As I understand, you can enter the final start only through that red line, or can you undergo that whole path on the black line? You're correct somewhat. In any case, the path of suffering will raise us. You could go a little bit on the path of the light and then come back to the path of suffering again, falling on it, and then again go on the path of light and then fall into the path of suffering again until you do come to the final correction, the final destination. You can have those entrances and exits, ascents and descents. In general, it doesn't depend on you, it depends on the period you live in, it depends on the general state of humanity, etc. Plovdiv.
Здравствуйте.
Question. Hello. If I choose
этот хороший путь света, это как
this good path, the path of light.
Людям, которые не выбирают этот путь.
How does that influence those who do not choose that path and they're in the path of suffering? Dr. Leitman. Every person who chooses the path of light turns into being a leader of that light coming into our world. Our world receives nourishment and great illumination from that, and then more and more people yearn for that path of light subconsciously. So each person who engages in the path of correction helps all other people rise, meaning since we reach recognition of evil in our world before that evil dresses in our matter, so then that recognition protects us from all kinds of blows. Mac VG. The Mac Virtual Group. Question. Good afternoon. Can you depict that pleasure that we receive on the path of light? A question from Renata. Dr. Leitman, it's like a pleasure from a bottle of whiskey on the degree of 16. You understand? I am incapable of answering this question. How can I depict a pleasure from another world that you have never received and you don't know what to compare it to? You cannot talk about it. We can only compare things that we have experienced and relate it to something, but we can't do it otherwise. What spiritual pleasures, or even non-spiritual, just pleasures, all kinds of motions, all kinds of impressions, there is nothing from the spiritual path that we can grasp according to stories of others, yeah? Therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah depicts all that in a physical way, like physics, like the science of physics, and in emotions, feelings, impressions that take place in a person. That is when he himself starts implementing this path And only then he understands what the Kabbalists wrote about. Take the articles of ours, the articles of Rabash, of Bala Sulam. See there, people who study for a few years, let them read the article that they read a few years ago. And you'll see that you read it in a different way than what you did once. Meaning, you get additional forces, additional impressions, additional sensations each time. That's how it works. So you cannot pass on sensation. You're saying, depict a spiritual sensation. You cannot. Therefore, the spiritual world is called a concealed world, a hidden world, because only a person with its qualities can feel it. And others don't have those feelings, they don't have those senses, and therefore you cannot communicate that. Almaty. Hello, everyone. A question from a friend. The external world, is that a projection of my inner qualities? Let's say I see a person who is unpleasant to me. So I always ask myself, what is that unpleasant quality in me? Is that correct? Dr. Leitman, no, it won't help you. That is just an egoistic quality. You see a foreign person and it awakens in you an unpleasant feeling. Okay, what next? Question, in the external world. Dr. Leitman, yeah, I understand. In the external world, I see a person, he awakens in me an unpleasant feeling. So what's the question? The question is that my projection? Dr. Leitman, whether that's my projection on him? As it seems, yes, but I don't think that we need to delve deep into perception of reality because it'll just confuse you. You will start changing yourselves in your attitudes toward people in the external world. People will start thinking that something problematic is happening with you. Question. So in the external world, how do we work with these knowledge that we attain in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Dr. Lehman, don't implement them in the external world, only in the group. In no way in the external world. In the external world, remain as a normal person. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Dr. Leitman. Okay, so maybe we'll continue. No, we have more questions from Plovdiv. They weren't before already. Okay, so ask again, Plovdiv. Question. How can a person understand or identify an environment that will develop him through the path of light? Dr. Leitman, that's why you gather in a group. In the group, you can discuss all these things, and only in the group, and not on the outside. You can give introductory lectures to beginners or teach courses, but what relates to your inner spiritual development, only speak in your group. Medellin? A question from Medellin you want to ask? Question.
Queríamos preguntar cabalísticamente cuáles son esas cualidades que debo adquirir para poder tener equivalencia de forma con el Creador. Muchas gracias.
Вопрос такой. Что это за свойство, которое должен приобрести, чтобы...
The question is, what is this quality that I need to acquire in order to resemble the Creator in His qualities? Dr. Leitman, the quality of love, bestowal, connection with people, but only in the group. You can acquire that only in the group. Don't think in any way that you can... that you should behave differently in your workplace, on the street, as if you love everyone, as if you want to be in connection with everyone. You need to act in this proper manner with others, but not to make that a prominent quality of yours. And all these relationships that we discuss in the articles of Rabash and Bala Sulam are only given to be implemented in the group. We have another question from MacVG, the Mac Virtual Group. Question. Hello, a question from Sergei. What should you do if in the group there are divided opinions between friends. The Creator is controlling both friends, and He's also controlling me, who's looking at them. So should I throw everything back to the Creator, or should I try to work out something between the two friends? Dr. Leitman, you need to reach mutual understanding between you. It's necessary also to understand that the Creator brings you all these problems, and He is the single actor here, and that is in order for you to rise above these problems. We'll continue. Okay, we spoke about two forces of development. Boris.
Это означает, что люди сами должны выяснить и исправить свои отрицательные свойства, обращая их в положительные.
People would get those powers, they would transform their negative properties into the positive ones. This means that they should begin to work with their negative properties and correct them. Then their development will only be in according to their desire. They will have that in the center of their concentration, and then through that they can reach the final stage. Okay, so again, if we look at our drawing again, so we see that our development depends only on connection between us. On how much we come closer, how much we develop and progress more according to the purpose of creation, to the purpose of creation, so that demands more and more tightness between us, because in order to reach that point B, it means we need to become conditioned as one whole general kli, vessel, meaning that we need to accelerate our coming closer to each other. We need to rise above these various categories that we have and overcome them and come to this equivalence between us and equivalence with the Creator. Semyon. However, if they do not deserve to control the development of their negative properties and leave it in the hands of Providence, the final correction and redemption are still guaranteed to them. In this case, the process will be completed on term and conditioned on time. In accordance with the law of gradual development, the process of correction should include many different levels. It is a slow, difficult, and extremely long process, since the developing objects in question live and feel, hence while advancing through the stages, they are bound to experience enormous and horrible sufferings. Dr. Leitman, yeah, if we let everything just flow, you, in any case, live as you live, and we will die in any case. So it won't help us to accelerate or to shorten our lives, to change something. If we rise above it in that red line in the path of light, so we accelerate our development and then it turns into being good and beneficial, but only if we, in the group, organize our relations above our ego. And if we do not do that, so then we go on the black line there, where every centimeter on the path or every millimeter on the path, we receive all kinds of blows, diseases, sufferings of all sorts, without speaking about great catastrophes that are coming closer to us. Semyon, a question. How is it possible to turn into a bird and fly to end Sof, to the world of infinity, if I am in these earthly qualities like a fish? Dr. Leitman, it's not whether you're a bird or a fish, it's whether you want to come closer to that group that has within itself. And also, it's the Creator that brings you there. It doesn't just happen randomly. So turn to your friends, choose those friends, and try between you to create such a society, a group, a ten, it doesn't matter how you name it, that in a clear way, in this confident way, you would build in this group such relations between friends that would be like the relations between a corrected soul. mutual bestowal, mutual love, mutual support. If in this group there is such a thing, so then it's preferable that it's built of 10 people. And then you will start feeling the presence of the Creator in this group. Your general desire to be in this 10 will suddenly, you'll start feeling in that, that inside it, there appears this additional force, this force of mutual attraction, a force of connection that will determine your spiritual development. And that force is this conscious force that is the that gives us development to the Creator. So just start connecting in this positive way, and then afterward you'll reveal between yourselves this connection through this good force. It won't happen immediately, but this force will appear. Question about the connection of time and suffering. Why is the path that depends on time, why does it have more suffering than the path that has no time and thus it has no suffering? What's the connection? Dr. Leitman, really there is no time. When we yearn to feel more or less connection between us, we're directed to feel more or less connection between us. So when we act in such a direction, so then it turns into being most important for us, and then we detach from time, place, and space. It's like a woman who puts the baby on her hands, and all of the life becomes concluded into that baby. And then if she's paying attention to that baby and doesn't, nothing in her surroundings really catches her focus, but only that baby. That's how we are when we start working on our joining the group, our coming into our gathering. We focus on that baby, this connection between us, how to develop it, grow it. And then we lose the feeling of all these other things. We get totally engaged in that, and everything else is secondary, all in all. Only to the extent of need. And then to that same extent, we start feeling ourselves as being above time. Because then time stops existing. Dnieper.
Слышно нас?
Да.
You hear? You hear. Question. You say that our world is illusory. We want to enter spirituality. But what are our orientations? What are our marking points so we don't just go from one illusion into another illusion? Dr. Leitman. I seek the truth. I don't know worlds. I don't understand that. Certainly, I'm drawn to feel all kinds of things, but all in all, I aspire to reveal a force that manages our world. I aspire to reveal the upper force to the extent that I can find myself in it. And that can only take place if we rise above our egoistic nature. That same lift that elevates us above our ego exists between our connection, in our unity. So I aspire for that. I have no other choice. In the world, two forces act, the force of connection and the force of separation, plus and minus. I need to control these two forces, and that's what I try to do. Simeon, question. The moment when that happens, will I feel that that truly happens, that that's my reality? Dr. Leitman, when that happens, then it's clear that I'll feel where I am. Because then the whole system of these coordinates changes in me. Everything changes in me. Because then I'm in this degree of forces which manage our world, and I'm not under them like the rest of the people. And then I won't have any more questions. Semyon, but until then my emotions are in darkness. Dr. Leitman, but until then my emotions are in darkness, of course. We are in a world where physical forces act. Semyon, that's an illusory world. Dr. Leitman, it doesn't matter. But there are physical laws. I need to obey them, whether or not I want that. I am inside those laws. If I develop new forces in me, so then I become under their control, under the control of spiritual laws, spiritual forces, all in all. St. Petersburg. Question from St. Petersburg. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Hello, World Kli. The question. You say that there is an easier path to progress. And it turns out that you try to do as much good as possible, and it turns out, as usual, bad. That you always miss out more than you gain. Why does it happen that way? Can you explain this state? I'll explain it, Dr. Leitman. If you invest efforts, exert strength, so whatever you will exert, you will get as reward, even though sometimes that's very unpleasant. However, precisely those responses, through those, you will progress. So don't think that you answer to your good and positive actions that you'll immediately feel all kinds of positive phenomena and forces in your life. It won't take place that way, because through that they won't succeed to pull you out of your ego, because they need to pull you out of your ego. And if you just make one motion, so you're still in your ego, they need to push you more and more and more. And they can pressure you only through not positive, but negative forces. So you could say, look how much I'm investing, putting in efforts with the friends in the group, with study, with dissemination. So what's the benefit? What's the taste in all this? You cannot say such a thing. You don't know how much what accumulates in your final goal. So in the end, it'll come as this click and suddenly come into this good result. You can read about that in many articles of Baal HaSulam and Rabash, and in general of Kabbalists from thousands of years ago. Semyon, certainly. That's a question. How can we accept blows as reward? Dr. Leitman, we need to accept the blows as reward, as good, because it's written, whoever the Creator loves, He punishes. Please, and you need to accept that as reward. That is how you will rise above your ego, because that's what's most important to you. The main thing is to rise above the ego. Otherwise, how could you rise? Only when you start hating the ego inside you and you will try to rise above it, then all those awakenings on behalf of the Creator will be received, absorbed in you, accepted in you in the correct way. Think about that and read articles of Rabash. I don't know what, I can't remember what. What is it? The love of God, something like that. There are many such articles. Many Kabbalists wrote about it, because all Kabbalists go through it. So if you're already asking about that, that's already good. Semyon, we have the article, There Is None Else Besides Him, Shamati number one as well. Dr. Leitman, certainly. The Shamati article, There Is None Else Beside Him. So I see that there are no more questions. Let us continue. Boris, we have a good question from Pittsburgh. You said that remaining in this life as an ordinary normal person, what does it mean to remain in this world as a normal person, as another person? What, to do bad actions, slander? What does it mean to be a person in this world, acting in this world? Dr. Leitman, being a normal person, person in this world means that I act in this world according to the need from me, as much as is demanded of me, in order to exist in it. But it doesn't mean that I act and behave like all the other people, meaning curse, slander, or act to the detriment of others or negatively envy them. I simply live as if I'm living in this bubble, some kind of bubble. And in this bubble that I exist in, I as if isolate myself from the external world surrounding me. So on one hand, I am in these raw relations with others, I make my wages, make my living, live and exist in my family, etc. But on the other hand, I don't participate in all these things like normal, simple people. They get interested in all kinds of relationships here and there. I'm just not interested in that. I'm interested in what's happening in the group. I changed my society. What is important to me is my society, whether it's the virtual or physical one. And in it, in my spiritual group, I find that I want to turn that, as much as I connect to that more and more, that will actually become my soul. Those same 10 people, those same 10 egoists, 10 systems of nerves, etc., all those gradually, through the influence of the upper light, that will turn into being this one inclusive where the Creator and the upper light act in them, and through them I discover the upper world. Semyon. A beginner question. How do you relate to isolation in terms of revealing the Creator? Dr. Leitman, I relate to isolation in a negative way. Completely negative. In this case, a person does not acquire anything really spiritual. It could be that he will have all kinds of sensations become sharper, that they won't be under the influences, external influences from the external world. But nothing truly spiritual will come of that. I have seen such people. I observed them in all kinds of different countries. In another month, I will be traveling to India to meet with all kinds of gurus. And I also met with such gurus in the past, with all kinds of representatives of all kinds of spiritual strands. But never, and in no way, isolation has never brought a person into the upper world, especially in our times. Once, many, many years ago, it was possible, but it's not for today. The thing is, we need to think about how to invert ourselves quickly, as Kabbalists say, to enter the ten, to connect between us, to find the Creator between us, and create out of all of us the soul. That is the concrete and concise path. In our generation, there is no method adapted to that. If you want, try that experiment on yourself and then tell us afterwards how it worked out. And we'll check you. What is this spiritual thing that came out of you? Will you turn into a greater egoist? You also won't understand that you will turn into a greater egoist. Dr. Leitman, question from Kiev. Kiev, hello, Dr. Leitman. A question. Can you say how I can work not out of fear, but out of a yearning for connection? Because I understand that in every path, the path of the light or the path of the suffering, suffering is waiting for me. My ego doesn't want that. So how can I escape from that steamroller of evolution, not out of fear, but out of greatness of our goal. Dr. Leitman, firstly, you don't need to fear anything. Nothing bad is waiting for you. You're going on the path. All your problems that you it'll be your internal problems. You'll be dealing with your ego, and you won't know what to do with it. And that's the Creator doing that to you on purpose in order for you to yearn for the Creator more and more. So there's nothing bad here. On the contrary, everything you feel as problems on the path are only all kinds of awakenings on behalf of the Creator in order for you to come closer to Him, to pay attention to Him. That is all. And you have no more problems on the path, so you can be calm. Kiev? Okay, Kiev asked. Okay, so we'll continue. Boris, we talked about what would happen if people don't take into their hands the correction of their qualities. So Baal HaSulam says that according to the law of gradual and time-dependent development. Dr. Leitman, in short, if we don't accelerate a development, it'll be the path Beito in due time. And it'll be in another 200 or so years we'll come to that end, because now we're in 5,779, that's the year we're in. And until the year 6,000, there are 221 years left. But we will not live until then in this earthly dressing of ours. So we will try to reach those 6,000 years in our spiritual dressing now, in this life. We will make a few efforts, and in such a way we will attain it. Simeon, because according to this law of gradual and time-dependent development, termed in due time, the completion of the process is inevitable because the person is destined to take the development of his properties in his own hands, called Achishena. I will hasten. Dr. Lehmans, you see, the Kabbalists don't hide that there will be problems, but they are problems of growth, just like with small children. What they develop in this direct and smooth way, how much he cries and how much he is unhappy about something, dissatisfied and gets blows from others, all those are growth pains. There's nothing you can do about that. It's the same with spirituality. But all that is a process which is able to be hastened, accelerated. We can quickly see that we can progress through these things even faster. Before we set about researching the correction of evil in the human race, we should first determine the value of such abstract notions as good and evil. In other words, while analyzing the actions or properties of good and evil, we should clarify with regard to whom they can be considered as such. To understand that, one should know the relative value of the particular compared with the whole, that is, an individual with respect to the society in which he lives and from which he receives both material and spiritual sustenance. Okay, so that's speaking about the path of suffering, Dr. Leitman says, not the red path of light. So those are not our problems. Our problems are only in the 10, in attaining increasing connection between us, and then it's not bad. Then we can tolerate the pains. If we do not do that, then the world, as we see, progresses from one state to the next, and these states don't go from good to good. In front of us is a bad state. We can already see that. You already read news in all the media, and they're not hiding from us that the world is reached this dead end. And all these methods of development, they have as if reached this bankrupt state. All kinds of political systems, economic systems, they've all ended. The world is in a state where it really doesn't know what it needs to do with itself. And we live in a wonderful time period. It's so good and pleasant because that is what gives us an opportunity to rise to elevate above our lives, which are these closed lives, to a completely different state and goal. Vilnius. A question from Vilnius. Hello, dear Rav, Honorable Rav, Dr. Leitman, friends who connected to this lesson. We now spoke about a topic, the path, topic of suffering. So I want to say, in the name of all the students of MAC and my virtual group, we want to join the prayer for the joy of all of our society, of all of our kli, our vessel, that with joy we can reach the goal that we are progressing toward. So, thank you very much. Joy to everyone and to everyone's success that we are yearning for. Dr. Leitman, thank you very much. That really does help a lot. Such a equal and direct attitude does help everyone. Dr. Leitman, Shushinsk, you just have hearts over there. That's very nice. Boris, okay, so what, we should finish? Where did we end? We have a few more sentences. The suffering helps people leave the state they're in and go to another degree. And then we can overcome this period of in due time, and if people come to that level of progress, so then that path comes to them in the form of Achishena, called I will hasten, meaning independent of time. Okay, so Bala Sulam finishes this article in that there are two paths of development, the path of suffering and the path of light, and we can choose between them. However you choose, the moment you choose to go on the path of light, then you already know where that method is. You can take it, exert in it, create a group. And again, I remind and invite you to the Congress that we'll have in about 2 months, from the 6th till the 8th of September. You can see there on the circle in small letters. September 6 to 8, 2019. I just cannot read the word there. What does it say? Is that Kishinev in English? In English, you have no such letters. Guys, try to write in a language where people will understand, yeah? So September 6 to 8 this year in Kishinev, we will have a congress, a big Kabbalistic congress. Many, many friends are going to be there, more than 1,000, in a good place. So please come and we'll get to know each other up close. We will speak, we will learn, we will exchange impressions. Thanks to our mutual work in the group, how much we come closer to this method of connection, that we, where the upper force reveals, how can we use that upper force for our benefit, for the benefit of our connection, for our spiritual ascent. We will discuss that all there. If you have all kinds of questions in relation to this Congress, write to that address there. I receive all these questions, and I'll also take into consideration in our preparation to that Congress. Semyon, you think everyone, every degree, it's for every degree of study? Dr. Leitman, I think it's for everyone in these studies, in these webinars, can come there with pleasure, and we'll accept everyone. Semyon, there's another question. I say to the Creator, do whatever you want with me, just don't let me go. And in that way, can I rely on my desire? Desire, Dr. Leitman, what does it mean, my desire? The desire that the Creator won't help you. Semyon says, can I rely that this desire is correct? Dr. Leitman, the desire is correct, but what else? Semyon, that it won't go away, that it won't escape from me, that it'll stay on the path. Dr. Leitman, okay, it's not enough. That's the quality that is called ubar, embryo, like an embryo in its mother's womb. That doesn't make anything of itself. And the mother's body gives everything it needs. And she thinks correctly in her thought, that is the correct desire. But the thing is, what's next? Next, there needs to be, in any case, this experiment to see what does the Creator demand of me. From me, He demands more connection with others. What can I do with that 10, with my friends in the 10? So try. Somehow to direct all of that to the next stage. Boris, and Evgeny from Moldova is asking, how does the scrutiny of negative properties take place? Dr. Leitman, you don't need to scrutinize any negative properties ever. Never. You don't need to deal with negative properties. If they appear, they appear. And if they don't appear, so then we have this prohibition, a complete prohibition to dig into yourself and search for something negative. Only positive, only connection between us and nothing else. Boris, and it doesn't matter what? Adultery, evil, lies. Dr. Leitman, I don't want to hear anything bad. However, if it surfaces by itself through my positive actions. Moscow. A question. I didn't want to ask such a negative question, but in relation to world wars and all kinds of catastrophes, let's say a Kabbalist who lives in such a period, does he need to justify such an action of the Creator, or does he need to try to prevent it? Dr. Leitman, those are different things. Trying to prevent and justifying, trying to prevent it, he needs to do that. He needs to try to prevent such actions. And to justify, he needs to do that as well, in any case. A question from Moscow. Question. Does the worldwide B'nai Baruch need to prevent the Third World War, or do we need to justify that action of the Creator? Dr. Leitman, that depends on us, on me, on you, on how much our connection will reveal in us, in all the world. Semyon, it could be as a shield. Dr. Leitman, it couldn't be as a shield for us, because it could be perhaps as a shield for the world, but it depends on how much we connect, how much we unite, how much we and our unity will be a shield for the world from its ego. Because what's the problem? The ego constantly grows and grows. It becomes overblown and it invites all kinds of problems like these in the world, such as a world war. And we cannot do anything about that. We can hope that we will somewhat succeed to prevent that, even though Baal HaSalam writes that those wars, the Third and the Fourth World War, will be, it's very possible that they could take place. But we hope that our actions, in any case, will prevent that possibility, and on the contrary, it will allow us to disseminate the method of correction around the world. Act. Act within yourselves and outside yourselves. Boris, a question from Ekaterinburg. The attainment of the future state from the current state. Is that possible? Why? Because the future state already exists today? Dr. Leitman, there is no future, present, and past. All of that is determined according to our ego. Therefore, we only feel that within our qualities, within our desires. Therefore, however much our desires will be correct, as such, we'll feel the corrected world, the upper world, and we will rise to it. And as much as our desires will not be corrected, and we constantly develop, so then we will feel the world as being more and more in a decline and fall. So it all depends on us, how much we will accelerate the development of our growing ego. Boris, question from YouTube from the US. Where are the corrected souls? Where does Baal HaSulam exist at this moment? Could he clothe into a body? Dr. Leitman, there are no such concepts. We will learn that in continuation, what are souls in our states, what are souls in future states. Can we talk about a specific soul, a one soul? Or is there lots of individual souls within a collective soul? In the meantime, let's deal with what we can do with our strength. Let us continue our connections, our lessons, our events. Today here we also have a Unity Day. And this Unity Day will be broadcast around the world in all languages. You can watch that in all languages, live, this evening. So you are invited, more than invited, to your success, to your health, and we will see each other next time.